I just want to talk about some different interdiction techniques and for different assignments. I know there's a lot of people in this group who are pedestrian foot traffic. They work buses, subways. They don't work on highways. They work in the city. And essentially, if you're trying to dig up that crime or find what these criminals are, how do they stick out? You have to remember one thing. And when you understand the basics of interdiction, really at its core, it has to do with reaction. So if you're walking a train platform or you're walking a bus stop or whatever it may be, you're going to have to start paying attention to everybody and everything that's going on. You just can't blatantly walk around whistling with your staring up at the sky. You have to almost be like on radar. The name of the game is who is the person that's sticking out? That really is the name of the game. And when somebody is committing an offense before, during, or after the commission of a crime, they're going to have a reaction to your presence. It's just human nature. They're going to do something weird. So you got to always look for that weird person. You're going to see a post right after this video that we put up in the group. It's scheduled to post it in an hour of a guy from an agency who just wrote me about doing interdiction on a pedestrian, you know, on a foot beat. And he ended up getting a pretty good drug arrest out of it. So I wrote an article also, if you guys look in the group or look at my LinkedIn, whatever it may be, where I talk about the mirror inquiry. It's an article of how you're allowed to walk up to people and begin to talk to them. And if you don't have the people skills to do that, it probably really isn't for you, but or you can practice it. You can start by walking up to somebody and saying hello. And remember, the engaging in the handshake is always a real good psychological tool, a tool to make sure that people remain engaged and want to talk with you. So I know a lot of people get like really weird. I've worked with cops like, I don't shake hands here. It's disgusting. Oh, it's disgusting. And the heinous acts you did with your sexual partner last night, where your mouth was, isn't, you're worried about shaking somebody's hand. Give me a break. So if you're not the weirdest dude in the world and you want to talk to somebody, listen, it always works out well to walk up, introduce yourself, hit them with a handshake. That will lock them in and engage them in conversation. You can sound nice as a cop. As a matter of fact, when you're nice and you deploy kindness to people, people generally will talk to you and work with you. It just works so much better than being a dickhead. I promise you that, especially for the new guys in the group who are trying to find themselves. And I get law enforcement's a tough gig. I was a new guy three times at different police departments. I was trying to adapt to the culture of the police department. I worked at some places that were super nice, and I worked at some places that everybody acted really tough, and I was trying to fit in. But I actually found that being kind, being calm, cool, and collective, having a command presence, and making sense, knowing what I was talking about, And just good communication really will get you far as a police officer, not just in interdiction, but on so many levels. Sounding like a cop will not. And if you're sounding like that, you're new, try a little different technique. You know, you don't have to think that everybody's going to have to listen to you. And you're going to have to scream at people. I worked with guys who were, you know, who were real tough guys, people that would never fight back. And they were really nice to people that looked kind of threatening. So that was just a real punk move for a lot of these guys to behave that way. You know, like, it's irrelevant, but don't be that person. You don't have to sound like a tough guy to do this job well. And I'm not saying that because I have a personal gripe with it. I'm trying to help you do better at this job. So read the article about the mirror inquiry. There's no constitutional justification needed for walking up and giving somebody a handshake and saying hello and posing questions to them. And you know what you can do while you're talking to them? You can start to build reasonable suspicion. If this person began to catch your attention from the get-go, and that's why you want to engage them in a conversation, well, you can talk to them and ask them questions. And you'll see in the post, the guy talks about the 7 to 10 question rule. And what that is just continue asking question on top of question. If you're broad question, expand on it, right? So let's take a bus stop, for example. Hey, how you doing? Good afternoon. I'm Officer Bonino. How are you? Nice to meet you. Hey, good, good. Hey, oh, all right. So a beautiful day out here, right? Oh, man, a lot of people. Yeah, yeah. Where are you coming from? Where are you coming from today? Oh, I'm coming from Los Angeles. You're from Los Angeles, huh? All right. Yeah. Yeah. What a journey coming to New Jersey from Los Angeles. Huh, all right. You know, man, what'd you take? Like 2-3 buses to get here? No, I took a plane, you know, just, oh, okay. You took a plane. What airline did you fly? Because I know that a lot of planes don't go that way. And then you start going into this whole scenario of answers begin to not make sense. And maybe there's some behaviors that directed your attention to that person in the first place. And then you just tack that in with a bunch of inconsistent answers and some real strange and odd behavior. Maybe you get close enough where you can smell marijuana, whatever it may be, and you can build yourself a case from nothing. It's there. It's not nothing. It's just that you got to just kind of circle around and see where it is. I can't tell you how many times a handshake was started and a great thing came out of it, a great stop or a great arrest, or even something as simple as maybe you're helping a runaway if you're working a bus or a pedestrian stop. Maybe you found somebody who's a missing person, endangered, going to commit suicide. I've had it all. I've had all these different things happen. And I didn't even receive recognition for it. I would get a PM or a letter for having a little fender bender, and where no damage was even made on the police car. But, you know, for the good stuff, you never get recognized. Anyway, irrelevant. I'm just making the humor of it because I know that a lot of you go through that, and I know police work and how it is. So the other thing I wanted to give to the new guys who are in this group is here's a tactic when you're driving. And this is something I employed even up to my last days as a police officer here in the state of New Jersey, is new guys pay attention. Older guys, if you're not doing this, really, really good thing, especially new guys who work in a town they're unfamiliar with, pay attention to the roads that you're on. If you're driving on Main Street and you're crossing over Oak and Elm, as you pass these streets, look at the street signs. Main Street, Oak and Elm. Next street, Main Street. I said Oak and Elm. Main Street, Elm. Main Street, Maple. Why do I tell you to do that as a new guy? To really remember where you are? Because as a cop, shit just happens sometimes. You just may find yourself in a fight immediately and not know where you are. But if you keep saying that to yourself through your head and keep reminding yourself of where you are, when shit hits the fan and you keep your microphone, you don't sound like, "No, I don't know where I am." You know, so it's a really, really good tactic to employ as a newer person is to pay attention to what road you are, what the cross street was, what the next cross street is. So if something happens, you know where you are, because there's nothing worse. God forbid somebody runs up to your car and does an ambush style shooting. There'll be nothing worse than them trying to find you, but you have no idea where you are. Even for the senior guys, there was a lot of time. I worked in a 26 square mile town. I know the town well. I obviously grew up there my whole life, but I still forgot some streets because it's 26 square miles, 115,000 residents. It's a big town. And I would constantly try to remember what street I was on, what road I was on. I wouldn't depend on my GPS or my smartphone. It's a really good tool to use. It's a really good tactic. Keep that in the back of your head as you're driving. As for the new guys, I know that you're getting a lot of value out of this group. That really is an FTO trick that I would tell the guys that I was field training. Like, this is a really good thing to understand. And then that's pretty much it. It's the only thought I wanted to give out in this group. But don't think that just because you're on a footstep, you're not going to catch any, I'm sorry, or a footbeat, you're not going to catch anything, or a pedestrian. And don't be afraid to talk to people. Read the article I wrote. It'll help you understand the legalities of it. You can just walk up and talk to people, and you can build enough reasonable suspicion to actually now compel identification for them and force them. You have a reasonable suspicion of a crime taking place. You know, you would not be surprised with the stuff that you're going to find when you employ all these great tactics. If you're trying to be a great cop, you're in the right group. We know why you're here. You just have to follow the things that everybody, not just me, collectively in this group, is showing you that works and how it happens. The last story I'm going to tell you is I had a guy come to me, and he had taken my training, and he said, "Hey, man, you know that story you told about when you're somewhere and somebody immediately picks up their cell phone and starts talking? That's the guy who probably has a warrant for his arrest or is up to no good, or the guy who begins to walk away?" I said, "Yeah." So the story goes like this. He says he's doing a security check on a plane platform. I'm sorry, plane. Sorry about that. Train platform. And as they walk up with him and his partner doing this, you know, special check of the train platform that they requested every night or so, they had to do this. They walk up and he notices that a dude, as soon as he sees him, picks up his cell phone and starts pretending like he's talking on the phone. So then the guy starts to casually walk away and he says to his partner, "Yo, man, let's follow this dude. He just picked up his cell phone." His partner's like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" He's like, "I'm telling you, just follow this guy." So the guy walks down off the train platform, walks into a Dunkin' Donuts and stands in line. They're watching him. They're hiding back. It's a real story from a cop not too far from where I'm located, how he explained it to me. And he said, the guy stands in line. They hide. He looks around to see where they are. He comes out of line and he sits down at the table and that's it. He doesn't buy anything. He had no intention of going to Dunkin' Donuts, but they paid attention to what was going on. They had their eyes open. They saw what was going on. I get that, you know, whatever it may be, whatever you're focused on, try to refocus things. So they end up finding, I want to say, and I could be wrong, the guy who's told me the story is telling me this, you can comment on this. I think he had a warrant and a handgun on him. The guy had a warrant and a handgun. And all it took was a police officer paying attention to when they walked up onto a train platform of the one dude out of several people that were on that platform that grabbed his cell phone and began to walk away casually for no reason, unprovoked. The only thing that caused that to happen was the threat of a police officer being there. The one thing that will stop this person from the commission of the offense that they're committing, which is carrying a gun and having a warrant for their arrest. Some tips and tactics. Hopefully you guys can use them. I'm glad that everybody's getting so much training. I want to thank you, all the new members and everybody who's inviting people into the group. Continue to send people into the group. We will continue to grow and constantly have so much stuff to go over. We'll never run out of material. All our instructors have so much stuff. I encourage everybody to continue the participation. We really are doing something great here. And it's amazing that we're able to get police officers throughout the country trained, even though they may not have any training near them. We're fortunate enough to have this platform to get on here and help guys do this job better and stay safer. And with that being said, I'll see you guys again.